Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we are glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we got a great show coming up for you tonight, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And, of course, I want to thank all our sponsors, and you are great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106. Or you can jump on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. Also, if you like to listen on demand, our regular aired programs are up via podcast on most of the major podcasting sites. Just search Scuttlebutt or Scuttlebutt Network, SBN. And if you like to listen on demand, you can catch up with Tom's Tirade on demand at castbox.net. Later on this hour, we'll be joined by Marine veteran and musician Daryl Myers. He's going to share his music and some of his experiences with us. We'll also speak with Jeremy Fletcher, the Director for Community Engagement with Veterans Recovery Resources. He's going to get us up to speed on an upcoming event that they will be holding for our veterans and what they do for our veterans in general. But first, it's always an honor to be joined on SBN by the 2020 Veteran of the Year and a great patriot, Mr. Pete Rehm. Hey, Pete, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service.
Hey, good evening. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, you know, us Marines are, we 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
That's right, always. That's the way it should be.
Once one, always one, you know, Commander.
Well, I want to make sure people know that despite all the nonsense going on in our country, that we the people are going to demand that we'll have none of that. We won't tolerate a stolen election. We won't tolerate fraud. So this Saturday at 10 a.m. over in Spanish Fort, we are having a We the People rally. And that will be there right above Pro Shop at 29001 Bass Pro Shop Drive. There, the little, they call it the Fort,
right?
People Park. We're going to have a rally of We the People and let our elected officials know that we don't want to hear no excuses. We just want to have a free and fair election, and you better get the results of a free and fair election, period.
Well, Pete, I noticed that your keynote speaker there is going to be the Secretary of State from Alabama, John Merrill.
Yes. John Merrill will be down to talk about election integrity and how Alabama was able to count all of their votes on Election Day as opposed to some of these other states. But he's going to talk about how important it is. Because, you know, I mean, Tom, that's what we fought for.
Right, right.
It's a free election because we don't always agree with each other on politics. So
right.
You got to have a fair election so that if it doesn't go your way, you can say, okay, I lost, but it was a fair fight and
right.
I lost. And well, I'll come back to fight another day.
That's why we have a yay and a nay.
Do what?
I said, that's why we have a yay and a nay.
That's exactly right. But when people cheat, then your yay or nay doesn't matter.
Well,
so we got to make sure that our voices matter. I mean, we don't mind, we don't like to lose, but we'll take a loss.
Right.
If we did lose, but if you're cheating, and really we're talking about people stealing the presidency of the United States. And
that's strong.
Unacceptable.
That is strong if they can do that and get away with it.
That's exactly right. And I think one of the problems we're seeing out there is a lot of our elected officials are sort of just acquiescing and rolling over going, well, you know, that's just how politics goes. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And say, like, wait a minute, this ain't politics. This is theft. This
yep.
is fraud. This is stealing the election. This is thwarting the will of the people. This is undermining the Constitution, and we will not accept it. The way I put it, it's kind of like Alabama football.
Well,
we don't want to hear no excuses about who got hurt.
Right.
We don't want to hear no excuses about who got drafted by the NFL. We don't hear excuses about new coaches. What we want to know is that you won.
Right.
We want victory, period. Don't give us excuses about, hey, what the lawyers are doing or not doing.
Well,
so
you know,
we're going to have this rally.
You know, we had that scenario with Alabama and Auburn, you know, in Alabama had beat them like, what, I don't know, a whole bunch of numbers there, 50 to something, but or 42. And then by the time we got up the next morning, you know, Auburn had won by 472 to 42. So, I mean, what can you say?
No, nobody's going to tolerate that.
Right.
And I think American people have had enough. The veterans have had enough. I mean, you know, as veterans, we served this country to preserve our Constitution.
Right.
We took an oath,
right.
swore an oath to defend this Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And right now we seem to have both foreign and domestic, and we need to defend the Constitution and make sure that it still applies and you can't just circumvent it.
Well, I understand that you have an event contact there that if somebody wants to call and talk to Dr. Lou Campanoso?
Yeah, Campanoso. Dr. Lou Campanosi is the
right.
president of the Common Sense Campaign.
Right.
You go to commonsensecampaign.org. There's more information. We also have a Facebook page, Common Sense Campaign Tea Party, and there's the event there. You can get a lot more information there, but it is 10 o'clock this Saturday, the 12th of December, at 29001 Bass Pro Shop Drive. That's right above Bass Pro Shop there in Spanish Fort. You can't miss it. Just follow all the Trump flags, and you'll be there.
Well, are y'all going to have a motorcade as well?
Yes, there are actually going to be motorcades leaving Tillman's Corner, Bay Minette, Foley, and Fairhope at about 9 o'clock that morning, all coming in. Well, they'll be leaving from those points between 8:30 and 9 o'clock to be there around 9:30, and we'll kick everything off at 10 o'clock.
Do you have a website or something where everybody can go to find out who these contacts are in Mobile, Fairhope, and Foley, or how y'all work?
Yes. You can go to commonsensecampaign.org, or the most information is at our Facebook page. It's called Common Sense Campaign Tea Party. It's you just enter that, Common Sense Campaign Tea Party on Facebook, and you'll get the page, and it shows the event, and all the information is right there, and contact.
Okay.
Numbers if you need more information.
I know that I think you have a lady by the name of Miss Kathy here in the Mobile area, and you've got a phone number on her of 605-0046.
Yes, for Mobile, yes.
And
I don't know all the phone numbers over in Baltimore, but there are several. Like I said, they're moving. And we're hoping between now and Saturday, people from Jackson, people from Bruton, people from wherever, come on. Let's all come together as Americans and patriots and demand that our Constitution is followed and upheld.
So we dare to defend our rights.
That's right. We live in Alabama. We dare to defend our, and we actually expect our new Congressman, Jerry Carl, is supposed to be there, and maybe, we're still working on it, Mo Brooks from Huntsville may also be there because he's the one who has the big plan of how to overturn the fraud in the Congress.
Oh, my goodness. That would be neat. I would be interested in hearing how that could be done if there even is a way to do it.
Mo Brooks in Huntsville actually has the plan and the details on that, and we're hoping he's coming. And we think he's coming or trying to get him here because we're the only rally, because you know there's a big MAGA rally in Washington on Saturday,
right.
And there's rallies all around the country, but our rally is the only one in the state of Alabama this
right.
Saturday.
And that's this Saturday, December the 12th at 10 to 11:30 a.m.
That's a fact.
Come all right.
On, right there at the old Bass Pro Shop. You can't miss it. Come
thank
see
you.
Us.
Thank you, Pete Ream, the veteran
thank you for
of
having
the year.
Me. God bless America.
Amen. Up for five, brother.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. Hey, you can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone and check us out on Facebook. And it's an honor to be joined on SBN by Marine veteran and musician Daryl Myers. Hey, Daryl, welcome to SBN and thank you for your service.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Man, we're doing fine. We've got the singing Marine on board with us here tonight.
Hoorah.
Hoorah, yes. Man, when were you in the Corps, Daryl?
I went in 99, got out in 2003.
Oh, okay. Green Marine.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I started talking about 56.
We can't all be salty like you.
Oh, yeah, okay. 56 through 59. I was talking to a guy today, and he said, damn, I don't even know where my daddy was born then or not. I said, well, I ain't your daddy. But today, they're calling you the singing Marine. I understand that once you got over to the Okinawa base over there, you turned your room into a recording studio.
Yeah, before I joined, I had started, you know, a little home recording studio. But didn't get into it much, and then joined. And then when I got stationed in Okinawa, I was like, well, I want to be here for a couple years. Might as well pick up with my music, do what I can. So I had it shipped over and a bunch of duffel bags and started setting it up and got to work.
Yep.
Started making some music.
Okay. So then you got out when, and then did you actually write some songs while you were in Okinawa?
Yeah, I did an album. It was the first album that I recorded. You know, I recorded completely in my barracks room. I did 10 songs, kind of traditional country songs that I wrote, all original stuff. And I was, again, it's a barracks room recording. You know, it's not radio quality, but I was surprised, and everybody else was surprised, you know, how great it turned out. And wound up just making a few myself around the barracks and getting them out, and then more people wanted them. And before I know it, I made a few thousand of them and, you know, and sold a few. Still fail a few every now and then, but kind of took a little bit of a hiatus, you know, for a while after the Marine Corps with my music. Kind of, I guess you could say, life kind of got in the way. Back to school, was working full time, going to school, and worked on a cruise ship for a few years, and then started my current job now, and just working out of town a lot. So that's when I'm getting back into it again. So it's been a little bit of a break, but it's something I've been wanting to do. And getting back at it.
Well, you know, it's funny that a Marine has got to get on a cruise ship to go cruising since you didn't get a chance to cruise while you were in service.
Well, so I got to see a little bit, you know, different places than what you would on your med float, I guess.
Man. I don't know about you young Marines this day and time. You know, y'all go get out to sea whether the Marine Corps sends you or not. Yeah. Well, listen, you have written a song And we're going to play it tonight in our position where we normally play our tirade. And it's called the Devil Dogs. Now, was this written for a particular reason, or was it the fact that you are a Devil Dog Marine?
It's a combination of everything. One that I'm proud to be a Marine and want everybody to know. And then also, too, is just a tribute you and all my other fellow Marines that have supported me, you know, in my music, and then just being very supportive together. And then also, too, to kind of show other people, you know, a little bit of our history and our camaraderie, show, you know, why we are the way we are, and why, you know, no matter what's Marine, always Marine. And just to say thank you, and wanted to try to, you know, express, you know, how we are as a group, and then just say thanks to all you guys for everything y'all do. Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to come down and join our local Devil Dog pack from P.L. Wilson.
Yeah, something too. It's kind of I am a part of the Marine Corps League, but again, you haven't seen my face around there in quite a while just because of everything, you know, going on.
That's all right. You're going to have to ride the goat again when you come back.
Payback for not making it.
I said, yeah, you're going to have to ride the goat again when you come back. You're going to have to be initiated again.
Yeah, I'm hoping to listen also too. I've been asking the download the song of Devil Dogs. It's a free download. Anybody can download. I just, you know, I'm asking, you know, for people to actually make a donation to the Marine Corps League there in Mobile, because I know we all do a lot of great work, other organizations and charity, and for other vets. So I know it's really important what the Marine Corps League does. So hopefully, I said, go to my website, DarrellMyersMusic.com. You can download the song for free. And there's a link there to the Marine Corps League website, Facebook page. You know, just make a kind donation. I'm sure all of us appreciate it.
That would be an awesome venture. Now, tell us a little bit about your first new single, Breaking Point. I understand that it was released on September the 1st.
Yeah, it was the first. Like I said, I'm going to have a full album released next year. And the name of the album is 10 for 20. It's basically going to be 10 songs that kind of show some of my experiences over the past 20 years. It's been 20 years since I released, you know, the Solid Gold album back in my barracks room. And Breaking Point was kind of the first, you know, like a single off of that album. I have a lot of family and other friends and veterans that are suffering from depression, PTSD. It's kind of a song that hopefully the people can relate to. They may not be able to tell others, hey, this is how I feel all the time, but this is kind of a song that kind of shows different things that about, you know, how people relate and deal and suffer from you know, anxiety and stress and PTSD. So that's kind of what the song goes into.
Well, it's ironic that one of our next interview here will be with a gentleman from the Veterans Resources Company, is located here in the Mobile area, and that's one of the things that they help with is the mental challenges that our veterans have found that they're dealing with now with the PTSDs and things after serving overseas and serving in some of these circumstances that it's hard for them to shake once they get back stateside and get everything rolling. So it'll be interesting to listen to what they're doing here at Veteran Resources here in the Mobile area. But if somebody's, I think you ran through it there one time, but we're having a little bad connection on your phone. Undoubtedly, you're on a cell phone, and I hope you're not moving around or anything, are you?
No, sir. I'm up here in a hotel room working out of town right now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay. Well, you are. One of your songs is about fire, isn't it?
Working for Hiller Systems, Fire Protection Company, and there again, it kind of goes back to, you know, some of my experiences over the past 20 years, you know, working in fire protection was one of them. So October was Fire Prevention Month, so I thought it'd be kind of cool to write a funky fire song to kind of fire safety about that. And another little side note, it wasn't funny at the time, but it's kind of humorous. Fire Prevention Month was October, and at the end of October, part of my house caught on fire.
Oh, hell.
I guess it's kind of a the karma, you know, the fire karma came back and bit me. But luckily, I guess I should have put a verse in there about generator safety fire, because that's what caught on fire, and then too close to the house.
was that your generator? It was too close to the house?
Yeah, it was. But luckily, it was just nobody was hurt, and it was jumped on quick. So of course it was the room that my music studio was in. So I was there again.
Uh-oh.
That was a little bit ironic, but it's coming back together now though. So
yeah,
I'm all good.
Yeah, the news on there made me go out and turn my generator around and turn the exhaust a different direction. So keep it away from the house. But now you have a website that people can go on and look at and listen to your music and buy the records if they so see fit.
Yeah, there's a website, DarylMyersMusic.com. It's DarylMyersMusic.com. You can go there, and then also there's all the streaming sites, Spotify, Amazon, and then there's also too, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social networks. You can look me up and find me at YouTube. I got a lot of videos there on YouTube. You can check out
Daryl Myers Music.
Yep, everything's under Daryl Myers Music. You can Google me, and all that'll come up, and you can find me in a lot of different spots.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Also, the other thing I'm doing is I got a studio. I've been actually recording songs for others as well. So right now I'm working on a song for a fitness company. Never Quit, Stay Fit. Also, I recorded a song for a gaming video, Spill Team. So if you need any cool songs written out there, just give me a holler.
One
up for you.
All right. Daryl Myers Music. I enjoyed having you on Marine Simplify. And you're doing a good job, brother. Hang in there. Watch the generators,
though. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Right. Watch the generators, though.
I'll try.
All right.
Thanks, man.
The brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And I know, Tom, we want to thank our sponsors.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the folks that continue to help make this show possible, the Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks in the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline.
And it is a privilege to be joined on SBN by Mr. Jeremy Fletcher, the Director for Community Engagement with Veterans Recovery Resources. Jeremy, welcome to SBN, and thank you for your service, and thank you for your continued service to our veterans.
Thank you. I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing on my end.
All right. Let's see if does it get any better now?
Excellent. Yes, I can hear you very well. Sorry
okay.
about that.
Yes, you guys, you're with the Veterans Resource Center over there, and I know you have been working on some numerous projects on trying to get a facility available, residential for treatment and a facility, and I understand that you guys may have that in the works.
Yeah, that's correct. And, first, thanks for letting us be on this evening and talk about what's happening with Veterans Recovery Resources. We do. We have not only do we have our outpatient facility that's open at 1156 Spring Hill Avenue, but we also have our groundbreaking ceremony for our inpatient residential and detox facility that will happen on the 17th at 4 p.m. At the same physical location as our outpatient services. So we're really excited to break ground on that and to get started on really is what is the critical gap of mental health needs along the Gulf Coast.
Jeremy, do you foresee that facility may be up and running in a year and a half or something, or what's your outlook on that?
I think the timeline's a little bit faster than a year, or at least we hope it would be. We are waiting on several funding streams to come through that we are anticipating coming through, and excited about that. But we do hope that within a year we have at least we've made progress on the building and hopefully be fully functional by 2022.
Yes. Well, it's certainly a necessity, because we have nothing like that in this area. And now we're seeing an increase in military suicides due to the COVID. And they've increased they were already unbelievable, but now they've increased another 20%.
Yeah, they have. And it's an unfortunate situation for our entire nation that we're in right now. But particularly for military active duty service members and veterans, the incident has gone up. Anytime you are isolated, you run the risk of increasing your risk of depression. And we need to do something about that. We need to act on that.
Right. We certainly do. Now, I was looking at your resume and your background. You're also a member of South Alabama, University of South Alabama. It's a doctor of physical therapy program.
Yes, sir. I am. I'm an assistant professor in the physical therapy program, and I have been there for 5 years. Served 5 years at Fort Stewart, Georgia. Deployment to Afghanistan there, and after transitioning off active duty, made the transition to academia, which is a very interesting transition to make.
Yes.
Going from a place where everybody tells you something to do and to a place where nobody tells you anything to do.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was an interesting transition.
Yeah, but it's unbelievable to know that to be in a major in the U.S. Army Reserve, but you also was awarded the Bronze Star for combat service in Afghanistan.
Yeah, yes, sir, I was. I played a unique role as a physical therapist where I flew around different combat outposts and took care of folks all throughout Afghanistan. And it was an amazing experience, a wonderful professional experience. Had the honor and privilege to care for so many war fighters. And also experienced a lot of difficult emotions, grief, loss, trauma associated with a lot of people that I knew that were lost during that conflict. So it took some emotional toll on me and went through some struggles myself and was able to make some changes in my life and seek counseling and do some things like that. It helped me overcome some of those issues. And so it's a part of what I'm doing now is it's a way to help myself just as much as it is to help others.
Sure. It's like being an alcoholic. You get over a lot of it, but you never totally recover.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And our peer support program is built specifically for that. And much the way that, Al-Anon or Alcoholics Anonymous does for alcoholics. You're exactly right.
Right. Well, it's neat to see that is the Veteran Recovery Resources mission is to reduce the barriers through the veterans seeking mental well-being along the Gulf Coast.
Yes, sir. And there's a lot of barriers. I'm sure a lot of the people that are listening to this radio show can attest to the different barriers that exist in veteran populations. When we're real trying to either transition, I think that's a big point of attention for anybody when you're trying to transition from military back into a civilian community. That's a difficult transition. And then also what we find a lot is folks that have been in conflict for a really long time, and they come out and, they struggle processing some of those things. When you're in the middle of a fight, when you're in the middle of those things, you don't have time to think about that stuff.
That is right.
And it does creep up on you at times, and we just want to offer people the ability to work through those things.
Well, we found that one of the major things that we think may be some of our problems as well is the fact that when we're in service, we have a mission, And then once we're discharged and we reach back into civilian life, we lose that mission. And some of us, kind of go around in circles because we don't have a point. Nobody points us in the right direction and gives us a mission. We see that happening, especially with a lot of our retired veterans after they retire from their jobs. And then, they move forward and, they've lost their mission. They don't have to get up and go to work every morning.
Yeah, that's just, it's a part of our culture, and it's a part of our DNA.
Right.
That we have to have a mission, that we have to have some meaning and purpose. And, you know, wherever you get that meaning and purpose from, I think that's essential to anyone that's seeking to improve their quality of life. We all need a purpose. We all need something to roll out of the bed in the morning and do that. And perhaps that's a large contributor. You're right. Maybe that's a large contributor to why we're having the problem that we're having.
Well, I tell you, we in the Mobile area and Gulf Coast area are really blessed to have the Veterans Recovery Resources here and to staff themselves with doctors with the veterans' experience and experience overseas in combat and all, and then knowing what you're looking for. We see so many doctors now that think they're PTSD doctors, and they've never been in service. They've never been under the stress factors our guys have been under. And I think it's a damn waste of time for what they're trying to do with them. All they want to do is give them that brown bag of VA candy and kick them to the curb, you know?
Yes, sir. And we see that. We see the consequences of that system quite frequently in our clinic. There are other ways to deal with, these wounds.
Right.
These emotional wounds that we deal with. There's different ways to do that. And I think that is... I like your radio show, we're for veterans and by veterans
right.
as well.
Right.
And I think that's a critical part of any recovery process for veterans as well, is restoring the connection.
That is so true.
Both to another veteran, but then also to that meaning and purpose.
Well, we appreciate
that you were talking about as well.
We appreciate you being on board with us tonight and working with the Veterans Recovery Resources. That phone number over there is 866-648-7334, and they're located at 1156 Spring Hill Avenue here in the Mobile area. That phone is answered 24/7, and it'll be answered by a certified peer support specialist. Again, doctor, we thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys. Have a great evening.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. All right. In the air, on land and sea, first to fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to...
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice out of the veterans for the veterans here in 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And we are honored to be able to play some of the music of Daryl Myers. Tom, we interviewed him earlier. He is, I guess you say, the singing Marine. But we've got some of the music that he had spoken about during the interview, and we want to play a little bit for you here on SVN.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to hearing that, Devil Dog? Mm-hmm. The Devil Dog song that he has written. I think it's going to be neat. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Outstanding.
One, two, three. It all started just a beer and a sign. First to fight, we always toe the line. Shout out your battle cry, hoorah, do or die.
Mexico. We stormed the castle and we fought them hand to hand. But it's not a battle we ever will forget. You gave us this blood stripe we wear here on our necks. Devil dogs, we always lead the way. From Belo Woods, every fight we fight today. Till the day we die, a band of brothers and sisters to fly. Iwo Jima, 1945, two sides fighting for a sandy spit of land. Some brave Marines and one devil die. Raise that flag way up on that hilltop.
Is right. Woo!
And there you go, and welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, Voice of the Veterans for the Veterans on 106.5 FM and streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of Marines with just a little bit to say. The First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it, and, you know, great stuff there. Of course, you know, we're listening to the Devil Dog song from Daryl Myers, who is a Marine veteran, and you know, tell him some good stuff there.
It was an awesome song. He kind of covered the full spectrum of the Devil Dog history, and I think he expressed it well. I'm just thinking about it. I'm gonna go go home and call him, and I'm going to have him send me about five or six of those records.
Well, you know, Tom, you're dating yourself. I don't think anybody makes records anymore.
Well, whatever they make. Well, however we get it. I know I can get it off of my telephony or Pandora or something like that.
I was about to say, you're going to have to download it, which probably means you're going to have to get, you know, one of the grandkids to come and do it for you.
Oh, yeah. I got a three-year-old grandkid. I'll get them to do it for me.
Well, yeah, there you go. Yeah, they, you know, you hand them the phone, they could probably figure it out for
you. Oh, yeah. Say, what do you need, Papa?
But you know, we covered some really good information on the show. Dr. Jeremy Fletcher from the Veterans Recovery Resources Program. Yeah, they've got the event that's coming up, the groundbreaking. But you know, some really good information from them on all the things that they can provide, and of course, you know, tackling, as we have talked about, the scourge of veteran suicide.
Well, I think one of the things that I don't remember where it was mentioned or not, but that is going to be Thursday afternoon. The groundbreaking will be at 12 on the 17th, Thursday afternoon, over at the Veterans Resource Center over off of Spring Hill Avenue.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm sure we'll, if there are additional details, we will bring them to you here on SVN. We'll throw them out on the Facebook page as well, but. You know, just the really good things that are going on with the VRR program. Obviously, you know, Jeremy has been there and done it as a veteran, and also on the academic side of things. So, I mean, it's a great program there. And, of course, you know, we talked with Pete Ream, and they've got their event that is coming up this weekend as well.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is really neat about the Veterans Resource Center is the fact that this center is was original idea is by a Marine and a retired I don't think he is retired, he still might be in Army Reserve, but I believe he's a light colonel. But everybody there is from what I understand is a veteran, but they have so many resources working through the University of South Alabama as well as the college and the hospital here. And, man, they've just really got an awesome setup over there for our veterans.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, definitely check out what they've got going on out there. And you've got, you know, some definitely got some upcoming events for veterans in the community. But that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. The voice of the veterans for the veterans. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully you'll join us again later. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
And all our devil dogs out there, hurrah!